Hello and welcome to Simple and Scriptural. I'm sitting here with Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church, and he will be giving simple and scriptural answers to your questions. Today, we are answering our third question in the series on God's character qualities, where Pastor Tom is answering questions about the attributes of God. So, Pastor Tom, the question I have for you today is, what does the holiness of God mean? What do people mean when they say God is holy?
Well, I love this series just talking about God's excellent characteristics. And when you come to the holiness of God, that's like the bullseye for God's attributes. It is just amazing to think about God is holy. Now, I know a lot of people, they hear that term and they think, well, you know, that's a religious term. That's the kind of term you hear when you're going to go to church or something. People don't use that often out in society. It is a religious term, and it is a term that gets used for God, but it's also a misunderstood term. I think a lot of people, they think of something that's white or pure, or the white clouds way up in the air with a bright light coming out of it, or angels strumming harps, or people standing in white robes and monks chanting or something like that. And they get this idea that holiness is boring and it's just not exciting. But the holiness of God really has to do with him being separate from everything else. He's so special, you can't put him in the category of things that are common. God has set himself apart from everything else that is made, and he is special. So holiness has to do with his otherness or being special. He's in a completely different category than anything else. There exists God and then everything else that's not God, and God is holy. Now, of course, when things get associated with God, then they become holy as well. If God chooses to fill a temple, then that temple becomes holy. If there are instruments in that temple that are used for playing for his praise, then those instruments are holy. Or if a people are set apart for God, they're also now set apart for God's holiness. And it does have something to do with his purity as well. Because he's in a category all by himself, he's the other one, he's not like all the rest of us, then he's not going to be contaminated with any of our evil, any of our sin, any of the impurities that you see in the human race that we as creatures have fallen into. He remains holy, 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 as it talks about in Isaiah. Jesus taught us to pray to God, you know, hallowed be thy name, your name is most holy. And then we're exhorted as believers to live holy because God is holy. So there is a purity aspect to it, but it mainly has to do with the fact that he is separate and other from everything else. He's in a category by himself.
So would you say that it's not just that he is without sin, but that all of his attributes make him separate from us, therefore holy?
That's right. So his love is a holy love. His patience is a holy patience. He has a holy wrath, a holy justice. He's set apart in all that he does. That's why I said it's kind of like the bullseye of his attributes. God is holy.
Wow. Well, thank you, Pastor Leake, for answering that question. And thank you for listening. I have Pastor Tom Leake here of Hope Bible Church. If you would like to hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, you can visit the website, simpleandscriptural.com, and you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.